the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next half hour as we bring you some beautiful Christian music and continue with our series of messages on Bible doctrine as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Today, continuing with the subtopic, the doctrine of salvation. And we'll get to that in a moment. But I want to remind you, if you miss a message or would just like to hear one again, you can always contact us and get the daily message. Just tell us what day it is, something about it, the song, or what Dr. Green was talking about. And we just ask that you donate at least $5 to help us cover the cost of the handling. Do that today. Well, right now, let's hear Let Jesus Come Into Your Heart, and then the message.
If you are tired of the load of your sin, let Jesus come into your heart. If you desire a new life to begin, let Jesus come into your heart. Just now your doubtings give o'er, just now reject him no more. Just now throw open the door. Let Jesus come into your heart. If there's a tempest your voice cannot still, let Jesus come into your heart. If there's a void this world never can fill, let Jesus come into your heart. Just now your doubtings give o'er, just now reject him no more. Just now throw open the door. Let Jesus come into your heart. If you would join the glad songs of the blessed, let Jesus come into your heart. If you would enter the mansions of rest, let Jesus come into your heart. Just now your doubtings give o'er, just now reject him no more. Just now throw open the door. Let Jesus come into your heart. Let Jesus come into your heart.
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Have your Bibles open at John chapter 5. After I pray, we'll continue our study, Bible doctrine concerning salvation. Lead us, our Father, as we open thy word today. Direct me as I read and rightly divide thy word. God forbid that I wrongly divide thy word. Teach me that I may teach, instruct me that I may instruct, O Lord, feed me that I may feed. In Jesus' name, amen. On the last broadcast in the Bible Doctrine series, we talked about the man in chapter 5, the man at the pool that had been there so long, and Jesus asked him if he would like to get well, and he said, I have no man to help me. Now, in this same chapter, Jesus said in verse 24, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word. Now, that's all this man had to go on. That is, the man who had been there 38 years did not know Jesus. He had not been formally introduced to Jesus. The chances are he had never seen him. There is no suggestion that he had. But when this man, Jesus, walked up to the man at the pool and said, Wilt thou be made whole? The man felt something, heard something, experienced something, saw something. You can express it as you will. But this man realized that the man Jesus talking to him was not an ordinary man. And so he said, I don't have anybody to help me. And Jesus put out his hand and lifted him up. Now, this man exercised naked faith. And when I say naked faith, that's the best way I know to express it. He didn't have a thing to depend on but just the hand of Jesus stretched out to lift him up. He didn't know that he was in the presence of Almighty God in flesh. So Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Now, in this verse of Scripture, we have the Bible doctrine of salvation. Now, you listen very carefully to me. It grieves me deeply, and it moves me beyond the description of man's language when I hear someone say, Do you feel like you're saved? Do you feel like you're saved? Beloved, let me tell you something. There is no prescription. There is no definition of how one may feel when they're saved. When I say, Brother Green, don't you believe in salvation producing feelings? Listen, the only feeling, if you want to call it a feeling, if you want to call it a change, the only change that the Bible promises when one is saved, I'm talking about at that split second when you exercise faith and God saves you, the only thing that you can expect in the way of a feeling or an experience or a moving is peace in your heart, peace. Now, if you're lost, you don't have peace. You're afraid to die. You know you're afraid to die. If you're lost, you're afraid to die. If you're lost, it frightens you to think about meeting God. You know that. You know if you thought that you would go out to meet God in the next 5 seconds, you'd be trembling. You know that. Now, I don't want to die, but I want to assure you that I'm not afraid to die. And the reason I'm not afraid to die is because I have faith in Jesus as my personal Savior, and I have peace in my heart, and I have the love of God in my heart, and the love of God removes fear. Fear hath torment. Fear hath torment. And the Bible teaches very clearly that those who are born again do not fear. We fear God, we're not afraid of God in the sense of being afraid, but we fear in that we respect and trust and depend upon God. Now, Jesus said, come unto me and I'll give you rest. He didn't say, come unto me and I'll make you laugh. He didn't say, come unto me and I'll make you cry. He didn't say, come unto me and I'll make you shout. He said, come unto me and I'll give you rest. Some people shout, I'm not against it. I'm not against shouting. If you live what you shout, I'm not against it. Some people weep and clap their hands. I'm not against it. I'm not against it. If you live a pure, dedicated life, you weep all you want to and laugh all you want to and clap your hands all you want to. I'm not against it. But my experience is rest, peace, assurance, and the fact that I know that my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, and when I die, if it's today, tomorrow, or 5 years or 10 years, when I die, to know that God will take care of my spirit and receive me into paradise, that gives me joy that cannot be expressed in words, joy that is unspeakable, joy that is blessed, joy that is glorious. And you just cannot write a definition of joy that salvation brings. Now, it grieves me. It does, because a lot of people have been misled. A person will come forward and get down on their knees, and they'll pray, and they'll weep. And then someone will slap them on the back and say, "Do you feel saved? Do you feel saved? Do you feel better? Do you feel better?" Now, it's not feeling better. It's not feeling saved. It's receiving Jesus. In this same chapter, in verse 39, he said, "You will not come to me that you might have life." You will not come to me. Now, to hear the word of God is to come to Jesus. "He that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath," present tense, right now. Not when you die, but now. Beloved, the devil, now I've said this on the radio before, the devil may try to make me doubt my salvation today, this very day. But there's one thing, and of course I have other problems, and the devil works on me in various and sundry ways, but the devil has never attempted to make me doubt that I'm saved. When I say, "My Brother Green, you must have had a glorious salvation. Oh, you must have had a tremendous experience." I had the same experience that you have if you are saved. Now, these great conversions, I have a sermon on those who see lights and those who have great testimonies. Now, you wait a minute. Now, when God saves you, it's a great experience. God doesn't deal in anything but great salvation. There are no secondary, there are no inferior experiences. When God gives you salvation, it's great. And it's just as great as any other man's experience. Now, when God saved me, God gave me peace. And so far as me having a gigantic moving of emotions and weeping and laughing and clapping my hands, I didn't have it. No, I didn't. But I tell you what I did. Down in my heart, I had peace. Now, you just cannot write a paragraph on the feelings peace produces. You just can't. Now, when some people are saved, they weep. They can't help it. They just weep, and that's wonderful. That's all right. Then other people, they smile, and they just smile and throw their arms around their loved ones, and that's all right. That's all right. But then other dear people, when they're saved, they just calmly take a seat, and the minister will say, "Would you step up here, and what's your name, and what did the Lord do for you?" And they'll very calmly say, "The Lord saved me." "Do you know you're saved?" "Yes, I know he saved me." "What did he do?" "He forgave my sins. He came into my heart." "You know that?" "Yes," very calmly. Now, my friend, you listen to me. There's only one salvation. It's great. God passes out only one brand of experience. It's great. But emotions are many. You know, we are individuals. We are individuals. And each individual may be moved in a different way when different things occur. When you drive up and see a wreck, you may go all to pieces and become nervous and shaking and trembling, or you may grip your hands, or you may put your hands over your eyes and say, "I can't bear that." Then another man drives up and he sees the wreck, and he immediately stops his car, he jumps out of the car, he runs to the wreck, and he pulls the bleeding people out, and he begins to do what he can. See, now you can't depend on emotions, because we're not all emotionally alike. We're not all emotionally alike. We have varied emotions under different circumstances. But now you hear me, listen to me. There is absolutely only one salvation, one way to be saved, and that's by hearing the word of God. He that heareth my word. All right, now let's go a step further. For by grace are you saved through faith. The grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men. All right. Grace brings salvation. Titus 2:11, 12 and on. By grace are you saved. Ephesians 2:8. Now, we read this. For by grace are you saved through faith. The verses that I used the first day that we began discussing the doctrine of salvation, I use Psalm 3:8, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Then Jonah 2:9, salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Now, grace becomes ours by faith. Now, the only way that you or I or any other person has ever received faith is by hearing the word of God. It is impossible now to have faith without hearing the word of God. The heathen who has never heard the word of God cannot be saved. He cannot be saved. It's marvelous. I've delivered messages, and of course it's in my commentaries on Acts, but you know when Paul and Silas went down to Philippi, they had a Bible class. Lydia was saved. In one little Bible lesson, Lydia received Jesus. Now, this is all in Acts 16. Then Paul and Silas attended a prayer meeting, and a fortune teller began to follow them, and she followed them several days, and then she was saved. And Paul and Silas was put in jail. Now, Lydia was saved after hearing one little discussion of the Bible. But the fortune teller, who had never been exposed, you see, Lydia had been studying the Old Testament scriptures. And the Word of God, whether it's Genesis or Revelation, whether it is Exodus or Malachi or Matthew or Acts or 1 Corinthians, the scripture is the Word of God. And the Word of God brings faith. The Word of God brings faith. Now, Lydia had been studying. She taught a Bible class, and she had read and studied the Old Testament scriptures. And when Paul gave her one lesson in salvation by grace through faith, she was saved. But the fortune teller, that's another story. And when the jailer was believed, Paul and Silas went to his house and taught him the word of God. They taught him, they gave to him the word of God. Now here's what I'm saying. The heathen can't be saved until he hears the word. Because you can't exercise faith until you hear the word. And when you hear the word of God and believe it, then that is faith. You say, Brother Green, I believe the Bible. Now, you may believe it with your intellect, but with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And the kind of believing that brings saving faith is heart or trust. Heart belief, which is trust. It simply means that you trust Jesus to save you. You trust Jesus to take away your sins. You trust Jesus to put your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. You trust Jesus to admit you to heaven when you leave this world. Now, to hear his word and to believe his word is to have faith in God. And faith brings saving grace. For by grace are you saved through faith. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The entrance of the word brings light. Of his own will begat he us through the word. Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of spirit, water and spirit, and the water is the word. We discuss that fully. Except a man be born of the word and the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of the Lamb. The precious blood of the Lamb, spotless, foreordained before the foundation of the world, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but seed that cannot corrupt, or incorruptible seed. Not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You know, I have the Word in my heart today. The Holy Spirit abides in my heart today. Divine nature abides in my heart today. I'm a child of God. I heard a minister read, "For the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And with that text, the minister preached on the gift of God, receiving Jesus by faith. And I did that. I didn't realize fully what I had done. I didn't realize fully what happened, but I had peace in my heart. God knew that I was sincere in my heart when I asked him to save me. I didn't know how to ask him, but I'd ask him. I said, "God, I don't know how to pray, and I don't know how to say what I want to say. But I said, dear God, you know what I need. You know what I want. Save me." And he did. I heard the word that night. I heard the word. I believed what the minister said. I believed what he read from the Word of God. And I asked God in my ignorance. I asked him. And God, knowing my heart, granted my request because God knew I meant what I said. Now, verily, verily, I say unto you, I don't care who you are. If you will hear the word of God, receive the Lord Jesus on the terms of the gospel, and that is simply receive him by faith. You can't understand all about it, but you say, "Dear Jesus, I receive you now, believing that they nailed you to a cross and you died on the cross. I receive you as my Savior. Save me, forgive me, come into my heart. Make me your child. Forgive my sins, wash in your blood." Just talk to Jesus like you'd talk to your doctor if you needed medical help, like you'd talk to a lawyer if you needed legal advice. Talk to Jesus and tell him that you've heard the gospel and you believe the gospel, and just say, "Jesus, come into my heart and save me. And I promise you upon the authority of the Word of God, Jesus will save you and you'll have peace." You may not shout, you may not clap your hands, you may not laugh, you may not cry, but you'll have peace if you'll trust Jesus right now. Father, in Jesus' name, for his sake, honor, and glory, save every soul that is calling upon thy name now. Save the soul that's nearest hell. In Jesus' precious name. And oh God, please save poor, lost church members. For Christ's sake, amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. Please don't turn off your radio quite yet, because even though the teaching is through today, I want to spend the last few minutes telling you about our gift offer S. Now, this is the last week of the offer. I won't be talking about it after this week, but of course, you may order it for several weeks to come if you write down the information so that you don't forget. And I know that you will want this offer. We put it together with Mother's Day in mind, and it contains two books, a soul-winning booklet, and a DVD set, movies that my dad shot over in the Holy Land. And all of this is in our gift offer S, and it's available to you in return for your donation to the ministry in the amount of $15 or more. If you can send $20, $25, $50 or even more, I urge you to do so. Pray about it, ask the Lord's guidance, and do as he directs. And don't forget, you must ask for the offer to receive it, because so many of our listeners send in donations regularly but do not ask for any literature. So if you ask for Offer S and can send the donation of at least $15, I'm going to send you first a book entitled Mother's Sermon, written by Billy Sunday. Everyone knows who he was, what a great preacher he was. In the book, there are several pictures of him and his family. It's 31 pages long. Then we have the soul-winning booklet, What Does It Mean to Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Our very first soul-winning booklet, and it was written by my mother. It is our most requested soul-winning booklet. In your order, I'll show you and tell you how you can order 10, 20, 100, 1,000 if you can use them to get out to the unsaved. Then we have The Missionary Journey to the Holy Land, a movie filmed by my father in 16mm movies when he and my mom and my uncle and other missionaries went to the Holy Land back in 1952. It was a silent movie, and my dad narrated in the tent to raise money for missionaries, and my uncle and my mother and I put together a narration for the movie based on what my dad would always say, and I've narrated this DVD set for you. Finally, Heavenly Pearls of Truth from God's Word. 12 messages by my mother that I know you'll enjoy, such as A String of Heavenly Pearls, Where is Your Treasure, and so on. So to get the books, the DVD, and the soul-winning booklet, just ask for Offer S and send your gift of at least $15. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.